We are in Daf Pei Chesamed Aleph. Let us again start from the memre of Oma Rabbe Bar Rav Huna. We heard in the Mishneh that exustere, if you made mechitzes asorah tvochim around the nekev, so then it is mutter lemalo ismayim minayam. Omar Rabbe Bar Rav Huna loishono elo lamalos. That the only heter we have al yedei mechitzes is to be memale. Avolish poich osa, but to spill into the nekev, it should go down into the yam, that is osa. So Rashi says, loishono shemechitze tlu yemateres begzuster el rabbonom elo lamalos. That's only, I'm permitted to be memale. Why? Because the nor is meilech the shoifchim, so even though I threw it into an area where it's still considered a reshus hayochid al taloch of gudaches, but the current will be meilech the shoifchim, will take it out of this reshus hayochid into a kamalus. Frag the Gemara, so it's also maskev lo rav shizvi v'chima bein ze lo uke. What is this different? This you say shviche is also, what is it different than an uke? Zogt Rashi, ma bein ze lo uke. Again, let us look at the Perish Chai to picture what the tzir of uke is. So this is page 189, picture 104. That we have here a chotzer she'ein boi daladamis al daladamis. So one is not permitted to be shayfech into the chotzer mayim, unless there is an uke. So let us see. Ma bein ze lo uke. Zogt Rashi disnam b'masnissen. Chotzer shepchusa me'al ba'ameis. Ein shayfechim l'soicha mayim b'shabes. Alim kein osa lo uke. What is an uke? Gume. Machzeke sosoyim. And we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam says the shear is a half an ame by a half an ame by 3/5 of an ame. So in other words, it's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim by 3 and 3/5 tvachim. V'toni alo. And we learn, afal pishen nismala ho uke mi ba'oidyoin. Even though the uke was nismale mi ba'oidyoin, so lechayre doesn't have a mokim to be mekabel the mayim that I'm going to be shayfach in the chotzer, shayfach in lo mayim b'shabetz, va'af al pi shamayim yoytzim heimenu l'reshu sarav. Even though the mayim will go out l'reshu sarav, it is muta. So here it should be the same. We'll come back to the kash in the teretz. So the Gemara answers, Hani taimi vahani loy taimi. Zogt Rashi, osim taimi mayim. There the water is taimi. What is ta'amayim asuyim l'chalois liboleya bekalka? The water will get absorbed from the kalka. Hilkach asuyim l'chalois liboleya bekalka. It's also to do that. Hilkach kishofich. When he spilled the water in the chotzer, adaiti delivlu beduchtayu koshofer. So that was his intention. He wanted it to be nivla in the chotzer, v'inav ki leba. So if lemaise did not get absorbed in the chotzer, and it went out into the reshus haram, lav machshavte lohochiyu, he didn't have intentions for this. V'loi niskaimo machshavtoi, v'shori. So it's mutter, sefelt meleches machsheves. So Rashi itkaharta kashe meleches machsheves, no, that's by Yisurim deraisa, you need meleches machsheves. But midarabonon, afilu, it's not machsheves, it's also osa. So Rashi says, no, da afilu ichaven, afilu would have kavone. When he spilt it in the chotza, would have kavone, it should go out of the chotza. Isa mamish leke, there's no isa mamish. So b'shus hayochid shofich, because his pula was, he threw into reshus hayochid. That what it runs out into the reshus haram, that's not koichot. So the whole Easter to begin with is only a darabot. And if we have here a mailen that it was is loynis kaima machshavta. He didn't have intentions it should go out. So memela, therefore, is muta. He says the pula mitzadatzma is muta mina toire. And since midarabonon, he doesn't want it, there's no intentions for it to go out. So memela, it's muta afilu midarabonon also. Avolochem made the yediyah. Here he knows the vada inafki. The loy time, here he knows that zikha will go out. The loy time, so memela, therefore, lishpoich is also. This is the first lotion of the Gemara. Ike da amri, the second lotion, omar rabbe baravune, loy time lemale su de shori, lishpoich also. Don't say that shvich is also, because the Mishnah only speaks about milui. Ala lishpoich nami shori. You're also allowed to be shori. Omar Rav Shizvi, Pshita, Hainu Uke. This is Mamish the Mishnah of Uke. Zot Rashi, Afilo Lishpoch Nami Shori. So Rashi says, what is the heta? The Iyu Loi Ichbis Loi Delifke Levoi. He doesn't have any intentions that it should go out outside of the Gzusta, outside of the Mechitzes Gzustere. Even though it's gonna go out, but he doesn't have any rots in any negias that it should go out. Avulchotzach hapchusa me'al ba'ameis nechalei deleipik labach. Here he wants it to go out. Shelo yelach leches chatzeich hilkach boy uke. Therefore you need a nuke. The buke nechalei delivlu. If there's a nuke, so then he's satisfied that it could remain in the chotzach. But if he doesn't have an uke, so the chutz is going to get all muddy. So if a keri doesn't want it, it should remain in the chutz. So memele, so Rashi says that what is the reason of the heter? The reason of the heter is because here he doesn't have any negiyas it should go out, even though it will go out. So get him in the shtan. Frek de gemore pshita heino uke. And for the Gemara, ma'ad etem ani taime v'ani loy taime kamash melo. Now, let us go back to the whole Gemara. This Gemara be'emetzin is a very shvere Gemara. The Chazaynish asks Akashe, what is the tzushtel of the Gemara in the first Loshen asks ma'bein zelo uke, the second Loshen pshita haino uke, Frektach the Chazayin Ish, what dimyan is there from the mayim underneath a gzustere to an uke? An uke, the next Mishnah says, it has to be a gume that is marzik sosayim. That means the uke is that is bekoyach to be mazir. It's an area that the water could go into the uke. That is the whole purpose of the uke. It has to have a certain size. A minimum size, we said before, of three and three-fifths tvachim by three, but it has to have a size in order to hold water. So, mein shmitalei tzahal sina, where do you have over here an uke? Hainu uke. There's no uke over here. So what's the kasha? The Chazanish asked this kasha, and the Goyin Yaakov asked this kasha. It's a peladike kasha on the Gemara. So the Chazanish says, a very interesting teret. So he says as follows: the yesh loyma da hamayim shesvivois hamuket. That means looking at the water here, we have over here underneath the gzustere, we have here water. Now this water is a reshus hayochid. This water we say good aches. This water is a reshus hayochid. Mayim sevivois hamuket, the water around this water over here. So chivi lemechitzes hauke. So he says, we picture this, that we have here an uke, and the water around it is like the mechitzes hauke. Vahave ke uke marzeket. So just like you have here an uke, but the uke is full. He says, Chazal looked at this area underneath the Gzustere. You have here a theoretical hole. That's full. So the Gemara d'Aloch is by an uke afilu, it's full. It's also mutter. So that was the Gemara. The Gemara pictured that this is, that here you also have a theoretical uke, you have a theoretical gume. The gume is created by the mayim svivos hamechitze, svivos hamukev, and that's called an uke. And what are the two mahalchim in the Gemara? Zukta chazaynish, the two mahalchim in the Gemara are as follows. The first mahalach in the Gemara was that we don't consider this like an uke with machitzes. This was a philosophical rayon to think that we have here, these are machitzes and we have here an uke, and uke is gratful. And the second lashon holds that this is takanuke. Takalaikanuke. This the Chazanish says, so Oisemeinik, it's very good. But I don't understand how you say this in the Lashna Gemara. The Gemara, so the Machlokes in the Gemara was, so it should have been something else. The Gemara should have said, according to the Chazanish, the Gemara should have said, in the first Lashon, Hainu Uke, Zuk the Gemara says, Nishkain Uke. You don't have here an imaginary hole that's filled up. You don't have an Uke. And the second Lashon says, Pshite, Hainu Uke. So the Moshe says, I would think it's not an Uke. Kamash Malon, that it is an Uke. The Lashon HaGemara is L'chayre, this pilpul is L'chayre Oisavainik in the Gemara. Number one. And number two, the Lashon of Rashi, when Rashi feels Ois, so Rashi says, the Bershusa, Rashi says, Avol hocho meide yediye devade nafki v'loi taimi. When Rashi differentiates between our Gemara and an Uke, so the bottom line is, here he knows that it's going to go out. So the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi Voltepiso is given that by Uke, he doesn't know that it's going to go out. There's a possibility, Av al peishin ismala ho uke mi ba'oidyoin. Good. Nismala ho uke mi ba'oidyoin means that Erev Shabbos uke was full. But it could be there's still a possibility that it would absorb in the kalke. And I found the Yeshua's Yaakov says it's not called a psikreshe. The Evshir, the taimi maya. That means that's what Yeshua's Yaakov says. So l'chayre, in the Loshen HaGemore, it would seem that this is the shakl of Italian, the Gemara. The Gemara, about the Chazanish's kasha, there's no uke over here. That we could say the way that the Gemara held is an imaginary uke over here. But that's not the shakl of Italian, the Tula Shainis. The shakl of Italian is, do I say that, the first lashon of the Gemara was, that there's still a potential of taimei maya, and here there's no potential of taimei maya. In the second lashon of the Gemara, you don't need taimei maya. Ma de taimei ani taimei vani loy taimei kamash malah filo it's loy taimei, it's still good. Filo loy taimei, it's still good. That's l'chayre de ivre in the Gemara. Or perhaps we could say a little differently, there's still, even though it's full, there's a possibility that it will still absorb. Though perhaps we can say, the way Rashi put down the Mishnah, Rashi says, "Vatonia lo aval pish nismala ho uke mi ba'oidyoim." Even though nismala ho uke mi ba'oidyoim. So l'chayre, that means that erev Shabbos the uke became full. Is shayvchen lo mayim b'Shabbos? Is, I don't know if this is true pshat in Rashi, but could be his knowledge of the mili ha'uke was mi ba'oyyayim. Mi ba'oyyayim, he knew was full. Was tutzach itzter? He didn't know. And he's not mechuyev to be boidik the uke to see is it still full, is it not full? He doesn't know. So this perhaps is, this falls into the category of a psikreisha that he's not aware of. Like there's a taz in Shulchan Aruch that speaks about a shaila, if you're allowed to close a garbage can without looking in, if there's flies in the garbage can or not. So that's a shaila. That means if there's a fly there, you're even the Yisro Tzeder. If there's no fly, not even the Yisro Tzeder. So be'emesin, if there's a fly there, it's a zichem sikreisha. If there's no fly, it's gonish. So this is considered, but this is considered a psikreisha l'shaver. That means it's not the normal psikreisha. Normal psikreisha is, I know what will occur. Here pshat is, I don't know what the matzav is. So there's the whole shailuk that this is a din of a psikreisha. So could be, this is the chilik. The chilik is that by uke, hitake doesn't know what the matzav is. If it's full taki, it won't absorb. If it's not full, it will absorb. But he's not mechuyev to know. So memeila, ignorance is bliss. So there's pshat. So when I'm throwing it, I'm under the assumption, hamayim asuyim lechalas libolei bekalk, and I'm not mechuyev to be boidik the uke. So meiluke kishovach adaita delivlu b'dachtayu. Normally it absorbs. I can assume it'll absorb now also. But lemaisa the matzav is not mechuyev to be mevare. Mashenk ain't here. Here it's made the yediyah, the vade navki veloy timing. That's a psazevel tepes mashmugem from the Rosh Navrashi. Now the Chazaynish asks another kasha, and the Ganyakev also asks another kasha on this Gemara. The Gemara says later that this whole problem by a chotzer that does not have dalet amis on dalet amis, that the din is you can only pour water into the chotzer if there's an uke. This is only b'moisa chama. Because b'moisa chama, a person doesn't want his chotzer to be niskalkul. So memele, so he knows that his chotzer, which is less than dalet al dalet, will be niskalkul. So we're afraid he might throw it into the reshus haram. So therefore we have to have an uke. So you need an uke b'mois hachama. B'mois hakshomim. The Gemara says it's mikulkeles v'emedes. This water he's pouring into the chotzer is leimal leimoyrit. And the chotzer is muddy already and it's dirty already. So what's going on? This will make it or break it. So the Gemara says b'mois hakshomim. Chotzer a mikalkel avikayme. So b'mois hakshomim you're allowed to throw into a chotzer that doesn't have dalet, even though there's no uke. That's the halach. Frekta chazaynish in the goyin yakei, frekta, so this water underneath, this is a b'mois hakshomim. I mean, somebody's going to be mikalkel over here. Segeitem da'on, that the water's going to, he's pouring the shoifchim into a yam, into a no. So it's going to be mekalkal over here. This is zichalik yemayis hakshomim. It's a gate on that the water is going there. So what's the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara says, the Gemara's medama to, you don't need a nuke over here. Be mayis hakshomim, you don't need a nuke. It's muta, period. What does the Gemara's rima bein zelo uke? The Gemara's medama this to a nuke. It is a nuke. Along the shulka, like the Chazaynish says, you don't need a nuke, period. It's yemayis hakshomim. The Chazanish says on this kasha two terutzim. Let me first say the second terutz of the Chazanish. So the Chazanish wants to say a terutz that he says could be this is worse than Yemois HaKshomen. Why? Sheroitze sheyavru ha-shoivchim v'yamayim zakim l'malois. He doesn't want it there because he wants to use this area. He wants to be a mamal of water later. He just threw in dirty water there. He threw in shayivchim. If this is going to remain, so taydachnish. So fakel, he wants it should go out. He wants it should go out. So fakel, so this is like yemois hachama. But fakel, he doesn't want it in the chotz. So therefore, he need a nuke. That's the chazaynish's teretz. So now this etzim vault of the chazaynish lochayr is doch apella. And the second lashon of the Gemara. What does Rashi say in the second lashon of the Gemara? Afilu lishpoich nami shori, you're allowed to pour it. Why? The iyu loich bislay the life kilavroi. Rashi says close, the gate them go nishon. Rashi in the second teret says close, that the heter is because the gate them go nishon, let it remain there. Avul chotzer apchuso meyaba amis nichalo the life kilavroi. Shlo yelach leches chatzeiroi. So Rashi says, "Klol in the second lashon, forget that what they is. This is exuster is like Yemois Hakshomim. Segeitem golnishton that it's going to remain there. And but a chotzer segeitem yon that's Yemois Hakhamo. So memele shli lachis hilkach bo yuke the book and nichalei the livlu. So what was the Gemara's teret? So the way Rashi says pshat." The Rashi is saying, this is like a Yemois HaKshomim, segeitem gol nishton, it should go out.
and a chotzer needs a nuke. So be'emesin, so first of all, it's l'chayot zahor and the chazaynish. But number two, so how do we learn pshat in the Gemara afterwards? For the Gemara pshita haino uke, the Gemara all of a sudden asks from a zaytik kasha. He just said it's yemois akshomim. That's what he said. And the Gemara says pshita haino uke. So you have to say, well, what's the kasha? The Gemara should have said pshita haino yemois akshomim. I mean, what's the kasha pshita haino uke? The Gemara is... So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara l'chayra means to say, afilu without your chiddush. Hey, so afilu without your chiddush. That it doesn't bother him. Afilu, you'll say it bothers him. Hainu uke. So it's an uke. That's l'chayra pshat in the Gemara's kash. I don't need your chiddush. Afilu without your chiddush that it's yemois. Afilu will say like the chazaynish that it's yemois achama. But it's not worse than you have an uke over here. So... אז זה דף מלכי רזוג, אז מה זה תאימה, אני תאימי ואני לא תאימי, כמה שמלו. על קופונים, let us see now, תאיספס. אני תאימי ואני לא תאימי, תאימה לרי. So, the בסכה שבס בפרק הזוירק אומרינם, תשויבכם דספינה, one who has שויבכם, and he's in a ספינה, Shadi luhu adoifne de svine. You throw it on the doifen of the svine. Mishum de koichai bekamalis legoso. He's throwing it on the doifen of the svine. And from his koich it's going to go into a kamalis. And koichai bekamalis legoso. Fafa gab de noflu miyad le kamalis. It's not going to stay on the doifen of the svine. This is just, he's throwing it on the doifen to fall into the kamalis. Fragt doch Teusvis, so das whole Gemara ist doch Appelle. Und ma hai taim en ami lishteri ochi, so it should be mutter, this is koiche bekamalis. The first Lashon holds it also. Why? Because it's going to go out of the Rishus Ayochid into a kamalis. So what's it? That's koiche bekamalis. But afil a lishne basre, the lishne basre lo shori lishbo, al mishim shein a choyshe shei yeitzu le kamalis. The second Lashon holds that the whole reason it's mutter, not because koiche bekamalis is mutter, no, because if it be up to him, it can remain here also. We have an often a gemara in Shabbos that koiche bekamalis is mutter. Yeshloima, so Taisis makes a whole mapeche. Taisis says koiche bekamalis is ich a mutter. Yeshloim de begzuster pa'amim she'shoifchim imenu amayim. Well, sometimes when he spills the water, hoylech miyad ad mokim shereshus horabim maleches berikak mayim. Let us look in picture 103 and page 189. So memele, that we're afraid, this water over here, this water sometimes went into a reshus harabim, and a rekak in a reshus harabim is a din reshus harabim. Vahave koichei b'rshus harabim. Vuloi plug b'chol gzustere. So memele chazal didn't differentiate. A gzustere, you are not only playing around with a kamalis, you're playing around with a reshus harabim over here. This water can eventually go into reshus harabim. This is not koichei b'kamalis, this is koichei b'rshus harabim. Avo svine loi shchiche legamri shetahalich somach l'rekak. So by a svine, the only problem is koichoi bekamalis, koichoi bekamalis is takke mutter. That's the Chazaynish in the Chazaynish in Hilchas Erevin speaks about the heter, what the heter is to flush a toilet, to put on water. So sometimes it's coming, the water is coming from a kamalis, it goes out to a kamalis, it goes into the Hudson River, where the water ends up to. So the Chazaynish says, so what is the heter? So the heter is koiche bekamalis. The heter is koiche bekamalis. That is the poshet heter, because it's going, because Anish says a pipe is a mokim ptur, so it's going from the it's going, if I'm a reshus hayochet to a mokim ptur, to a kamalis, so that's koiche bekamalis to a mokim ptur, which is mutter. Zok de gemara weiter. V'chein shtei gzusterois, so the case again of the Mishnah is, we have in the Perish Chai, we have Shtei Gzusterois, Zu Keneged Zu, we have on page 173, picture 41, that you have shteigzus derois zu keneged zu. So we had in the Mishnah as follows. Zulam ailam izu, osu leo yoyne, they made a machitze of 10 tvachim anda o yoyne, v'loi osu le tachtoyne, they did not make a machitze for the tachtoyne, shteyem asurais, ad she ya'arbu. So both of them are not permitted to use the el yoyna till they'll make a ruvei chatzeres between themselves. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, loi shonu elo bismucho. When is it also for both of them to use the gzustara hoyoine? That is dafke, if the gzustara tachtoine is less than 4 tfachim away from the gzustara hoyoine, in the meshech hakoisel, it is less than 4 tfachim away. Avo b'mufleges, but if the gzustara hoyoine is 4 tfachim or more, abgerukt from the tachtoine, muteres. The Rav letayim made, Omar Rav, in Odom Oisa, chaveiroi derech avir. Rav says that if a person has to be zoirik, dalet tfachim or more, so that is a tashmish gorua, so then we are done. The oyoine, his shimush in the nekev is derech shilshul. The shimush of the tachtoine in the nekev is derech avir. So Rav holds, we had the sugya before, a shimush derech avir is not considered a shimush cheshuve. So memela it doesn't answer on the oyoine. So we don't consider ki ilu the oyoine is being used by two reshuyais, nor it is only the shimush of the oyoine. Sagt Rashi. Bis mucha, she'ein arechoike mitachtoine b'meshech ha-koisol arbo tvochem. It is not further away from the tachtoina adal tvochem amur. V'ani shamati, I heard a pshat that smucha is not going horizontally, no, smucha is going vertically. How tall the Elyon is from the Tachtoine. Venisha Mati Shaina Gavoya Mimeno Asor. So Rashi slugs up this Pshat with three times. Number one, Blame Batsinu Loshin Hafloge Bishas Begoy Ve'ela Bemeshach. When we hear in Shas something is muflik from something else, it's speaking about Meshach, not speaking about Goyva. Kedisnan Bemasnisen Ban Sheikhotzer Umar Peses. That was speaking about if the Omod is muflik from the Mar Peses. Boyd le Rav, according to Rav, Mali Gvoya on the Muche, or Yud Omer le Zebe Shulsul Zebe Zrike Shneim Asure. Rav hold that Vaker, that Zrike is also called a Tashmish Choshev. So Memele, so le Zebe Shulsul Zebe Zrike Shneim Asure. So what's the difference if it's 10 Tvachim, less than 10 Tvachim? Boyd Mohamas Nise, my Svin and Tiyuvta le Shmuel be Pirken Leil, and from this Baraise, from this Mishneh, we asked on Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Lezeb is Shulshu, Lezeb is Rike, so the Baal HaZrika does not also answer the Baal HaShulshu. In Abaye says a Teret, that it is speaking about less than 10 Tfachim, and less than 10 Tfachim, Segeit Menishton, what the Oifan HaShimush is. The Rav Gufika de Kaime Begoy Asore da Dodi Yukme, Heichi Moise Vlo, Babai de Tirzik again de Kaime Begoy Asore da Dodi, Mai Chedushe, so Al Kochoch Mufleges means in the horizontally. Al Yoyne Muteres, Kedemrin in den Tashmish Le Tachtoyne Bo Yoyne, El Derech Ava Zrikes Meshech Abo Tvochim, Rav Le Taimei Dom, In Odom Oysal Chaveroi Derech Avio. Let us go further. Omar Rabbi, V'Rav Yosef Omar Rabbi Shie. Yesh Gezel B'Shabbes V'Chulbo Machzir L'Bailim. Now let us see what this means. Zok Rashi. Yesh Gezel B'Shabbes V'Chulbo Machzir L'Bailim. Hashte Salke Daitach, Tohochi Koma. What is the taich yesh gezel b'shabes? Muta ligzel b'shabes rishuyos. Now, That what Rashi says, Mutter Ligzel, Dach Me Rashi is not speaking in Hilchis Chayshe Mishpat. The Rashi is speaking in Hilchis Eirechayim. That in Hilchis Eirechayim, Gezel will help. That what? Mutter Ligzel B'Shabes Rishuyois. Uli Ishtamish Bo B'chul Bosei Shol Chaveiroi Hasmuch Oloi. That means as follows. That Reuven, we had a similar tzia before, we had, let's say, Daf Pei Hei, on 177, picture 59. So there we had Psagansa Maise, picture 57. We had a whole inyan that there was, let's say, there's a house on the right side, and next to the house, there's a chuba. There's a chuba that belongs to someone else. Now, here we are speaking about that the person who lives in the house is mishtamish in the chulbe. He wants to be mishtamish in the mechulbe. Why is he mishtamish in the chulbe? Because the owner of the chulbe, who has a title on this chulbe, he's not around. So memele, no one's using it. It's toch hashot. And he could use this chulbe. So he's mishtamish with this chulbe. It's hashtis alke daitech hochikoma. Muta ligzel b'shabes reshuyais. That a heter will come about from a gezel in Shabbos, ulishtamish bo bichul bosoi shel chaveirei asmucholoi, that he's permitted to be mishtamish with the chube of chaveirei asmucholoi, ki eichet derogel bo bochel, bochel, he did the same thing, he used it bochel, is hoyo, ustam chub, ein abayla mishtamishim bo kolkach, they are not mishtamish in this chulbe. It's koni lei hai b'gzei losi kishagat lonim. So he's koni, that means, so he accomplished a hani g'zei losi la gazlon. So lemaise, he lemaise is using it. V'nas is rishus, this is his rishus. So svet kumen 120 yor, bevet nishmonin for them, why in Shabbos he was mishtamish b'rishus shal chaveret? He was kind of a gazel. He was a gazlin, and he was using it. He's the one that's using it. He's the one that has the shimush in it. The bailim doesn't use it. So memele, so he was being mishtamish in his own rishus. That is the mashmois of yesh gezel b'shabbos. That gezel is matter. Then there's a second lashon. V'chulbe, right afterwards we say v'chulbe, Marze lebailem. Bechuba marze lebailem mashme. Al kolchoi iser Shabbos marzira lebailem. No. The iser Shabbos, we don't look what he is doing. That he's mishtamish with it. He used to be mishtamish with it. Iser Shabbos marzira lebailem. When it comes to Shabbos, we say you are using yenim schube. V'tzorech lachzira, v'ein knu yoloi. He doesn't have any kinyonim, he doesn't have any schusim. Gezel does not give him, if this was not a reshus that was purchased legally, he doesn't have any schusim. So he's being mishtamish in yenem schubes. He's a mechal Shabbos also. Alma osa lishtamish bo. So it's osa lishtamish bo. So the Gemara asks that this loshen is stiridik, hagufik ashe. Amrit yesh gezel b'shabbos. First you start off by saying that the gezel is matter in Shabbos. Alme koni. So if I say he's koni, he gets chusei shimush in this chulbe. And then you tell me the chulbe marzel b'aylem. Alme loy koni. So mamish, it's double talk what you're saying. It's oisem in ayabe. Omar. Yeah, and for the Gemara, Hochikoma. No. Yesh din gezel b'shabes, keitze dechu b'marze lebailem. Zogt Rashi. Yesh din gezel din ashoves gzeile noyeg b'shu shal shabes. Punkt verkehrt. Not yesh gezel, you can accomplish with your gezel, no verkehrt. It becomes mutai de gezel, no punkt verkehrt. There's a din ashoves gezel b'shabes. Din Hashavas gzeile noyeg b'rishu shal Shabbos. Dechu b'marze gzeile l'bayle. V'osa lehishtamish bo. It's osa lehishtamish bo. Now, from this Gemara, the Rishonim bring a raya to Shitas Rashi. We had before Amachloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, and that Pehei, Amid Aleph, if a chulbe that no one is living in, if one is permitted to be mishtamish with that chulbe. Because by a chulbe we know, if there's a chulbe in a chotzer, the chulbe does not ask of the chotzer. Because since he's not living there, dire beloy bailam loy shmo dire, so it doesn't ask of the chotzer. So Rashi splits the halacha. Rashi says, that dire beloy bailam loy shmo dire, that is only legabi the chotzer. But legabi the chulbe, it is considered shel bailam. So Meila one is not permitted to be mishtamish with a chulbe shel bailam, even though no one's using it. That's what Rashi says. And Taisvis does not like the split. Taisvis says, if dire b'loi bailam loishmo dire, so Meila, so it's, you're allowed to be mishtamish in the chulbe. So Lachayre, they bring a raya, the Taisvis b'ayin peretz and the Keren Oire, bring a raya from this Gemara to Rashi. He says, Rashi, according to Rashi, we're speaking about a chulbe over here. We are speaking about a chulbe. And l'chayre, the iva of the Gemara is he permitted to be mishtamish in the chulbe, yes or no? And we say the only way he's permitted to be mishtamish in the chulbe is a din gezel. If gezel shafs a heta. If gezel doesn't shaf a heta, he's not allowed to be mishtamish with the chulbe. So l'chayre, v'aistachoyis, this is only good according to Shitas Rashi. According to Tosfos, a chulbe yisam is allowed to permit it to be mishtamish with. Since the bailam does not use the chulbe, she permitted to be mishtamish with the chulbe. That is a raya that they bring to Rashi from this Gemara. There's another mahalach to learn according to the other Rishonim, but the pashtus of the Gemara, what Rabbis Ois give is in the Rashi. Al koponim, what did we say till now? We said till now, that yesh din gezel b'shabbes. So that means a shimush that a person does, which is not legal in Eirechayim, has no koyach. This is not considered a legitimate shimush. So memela, you don't gain heterim from it. Frekte gemore, umasvinen omar abba meisvinen ashmait, and we said over just now, yesh din gezel b'shabbes. Which means that a shimush that is not legal doesn't have a teira shimush. We learned in our Mishnah Bechein Shteig Zusteroi Zu Lamaila Mizu. So we learned that if both of them are not permitted to use the Zusterol Yoine. Why? Because since the Zusterol Yoine is used by two Rishuyais, by the Zusteret Tachtoidim, by the Zusterol Yoine, and they were not ma'arev, so it is a reshus shol shtayim shlo yirbu, so therefore you're not allowed to use it. V'amrit yesh din gezel b'shabbes, if we say that in hilchas shimush, we look in chayshin mishpot, and since in chayshin mishpot, if someone does not have a right to make the shimush, so it doesn't have a teire shimush, v'amrit yesh din gezel b'shabbes, amay asurayis. Why is it also for the Elyoine to use its Gzustere? The Elyoine, the Tachtoine is using the Gzustere of the Elyoine Shalai Kedin. So Memele, so how can it Asa on the Elyoine? And for the Gemore, Omar Avsheishes, Hoche B'may Askinen, Kegoin Sha'osu Mechitza B'Shutfes. That's not the story in the Mishnah. The story in the Mishnah is speaking that the Tachtoine had a legitimate right to use the Gzuster al Yoine, because the Mechitze that was Matir, the Nekev of the Gzuster al Yoine, was made by both of them. So Memele, so he has a legitimate right. If he has a legitimate right, so Memele, therefore, Hilaser. So you have one Nekev that is used by two Rishuyos. So Memele, without an Eruvi Chatzeres, both will be also to be Mishtamish and Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, if that is the case, Ihochi, we learned, ki also le Tachtoina Nami, the Aloche is, what happens if the Tachtoina made a Mechitza by themselves also? So then the Uyoino is permitted to use its Gzustere. So l'chayr, why is the yoyne permitted to use the gzustere? L'maise, the gzustere al yoyne has still a shimush of two reshuyes. But since the gzustere tachtoyne was mishtatev in the siyas ha-mechitze, so memeile, it is a reshush shel shneim. Was gate miron that the tachtoyne made its own mechitze also. And for the gemore, even the osu, the tachtoyne, since they made the mechitze for the tachtoyne, goli goli, daite da no bahadach leinichle. So he showed him, now I'm not interested anymore. Why did he make his own mechitze? So he showed him, I'm not interested anymore in the shimush of the oyoine. So it's mesalik his schus shimush from it, even though theoretically he has a schus shimush, but he was mesalik from that. So memele, so the minute he was mesalik from that, so memele, so therefore he doesn't answer anymore on the oyoine. Zot Rashi. Why does the gzustere tachtoina aser on the oyoine? It's the oyoine's reshus. The tachtoina is usholoi kedimishtamesh is bobechoil. Vachfiloch, yesifa ma'amishne, kiven de regila ba osralo. Emphatic gemore, she also oiso mechitze shal oyoine bishutzes. That is not the case in our Mishnah. The case in our Mishnah is that this mechitza was made b'shutfes. Yochi, like the Gemara, ki osu b'nei tachtoine le tachtoine, if that is the case, that the mechitza yoin was made b'shutfes, and yeshlam shutfes bel yoin and am yoschal avos geit miron, the tachtoine made their own mechitza, but l'maise re shutfes and del yoin, and the Gemara, giluye gal yedaita tachtoine le yoin, the salke nafsha b'shabes mino, was mesalik nafsha b'shabes, a mechitza zoyne nasis alalheta shabes. Why did they make the mechitza in the tachtoine? Salkoch, this is a gilui das that is not interested anymore in using the oyoine. There's a ha'ore from the marsha, which tachsech mir, the way we learned the gemore, tachsech mir is not shver. Let us just see the marsha for 1 minute. Marsha on daf peiches omed aleph. The second marsha, yesh gezel, zogt rash, zogt marsha, hasht es al kedai tach doch ikom a mutter ligzel, hoyel ustam chulbe ein habaylem mishtamshe. So rash, when rash, the havamin of the gemara was that you gain with gezel, and you get chusay shimush, and rashi vafta rein avot, hoyel ustam chulbe ein habaylem mishtamshe. Ad kaloshayne, nire me perushay. Zok the marsha, the hashte nami, according to the havamine, the salke daitach te konile bigzeilosay va'oisa, that is koina with the gzeila, haino davke bechiai gavne de chulbe, bein habayla mishtamshim bo kolkach. When Rashi said, according to the havamine, that yesh gezel, so Rashi said that the Bailam is not mishtamish with it. So davke b'chiyai gavne d'chul v'deina Bailam mishtamshim bo kolkach. So then, does that in yesh gezel? Avol hei chida Bailam mishtamshim bo pshita lei d'loi kod. But if the Bailam is mishtamish, then afilu yod yesh gezel pshita lei d'loi kod. V'einei oisa, v'imkein, Oktas koshe, mai koma umay svinen ashmaitin mishteg zusterois amay oisres. So he says, according to me ishver, because I said yesh din gezel. So I'm asking a kashe, from the Mishnah weiss toch ois, that from the Mishnah weiss toch ois, that there's a din yesh gezel. So the masho abuloy shmaiti nami yopshita b'chia agavne zusterois, given the baila mishtamshim boi deini oisa abuloy koni. V'doik. Frek the masho, the whole hava mine, that there should be a din gezel, Rashi had spoken now, was only when the bailam is not mishtamish. But if the bailam is mishtamish, no one held that there's a din gezel. And in the Mishnah Vayistois is a din gezel afilu when the Bailam is mishtamish, so memel that's not meisvina nashmaiten. No one hold that gezel would help if the Bailam is mishtamish. That's the Marsha's kashe. So what's the vote of meisvina nashmaiten? Dach sich mir that that that's me can from the mashos kash in a poshtoyf. The Rishonim say klo, according to Tosfos Ben Peretz says, according to Rashi, that yesh, according to Avimina, yesh gezel b'shabes. What did that mean? So Rashi says it was mutter for the gazlin to be mishtamish in the chulbe. Now Rashi had a kasha. Afilu we will say, this is what Rashi held, afilu we will say, that gezel gives him schusei shimush, but if the Bailam is also being mishtamish there, let's say the Bailam is also mishtamish there. So the Bailam is using the chulbe and he's using the chulbe. So the din gezel say he's the Bailam and the Bailam is not the Bailam. That's for sure. We can say gezel gives him schusei shimush. But if the Bailam is mishtamish over this, so the Bailam also is chusei shimush. So then there would not be a heter for him to use it. Because they're good. You have chusei shimush, but the Bailam also has chusei shimush. You didn't make Eruvi chaseiris. So therefore, by yesh gezel b'shabes, Rashi had to say the Bailam isn't using it. So if the Bailam isn't using it, and I have chusei shimush, so then I'm allowed to use it. But in the case, that's where Rashi has specified that the Bailam wasn't using it. But in the case where both use it, so forget, I'll answer on you and you'll answer on me. So forget, that was the Gemara's kasha. When the Gemara asked the kasha from the Mishnah, by Zuster, the Gemara, that's Umay Svina Nashmaitin. That means if there's a Dinyas Gezel, so we understand the Mishnah. The Gazlan will answer on the Zuster El Yoyne, the Zuster El Yoyne will answer on him, but both have Schusim. So to answer, he could ask that the other one is also being mishtamish. But in order to be mutter, the Tosfos Ben Peretz says klo, in the havamin of the Gemara of Yod Yesh Gezel b'Shabbos, he was mutter to be mishtamish b'chulba. In order to be mutter to be mishtamish b'chulba, this is only possible if the Bailam is not being mishtamish b'chulba. If the Bailam is mishtamish b'chulba, so the Bailam is just a greater yachsen as he is. So the Mishnah weiter. Chotzer shehi pchusa me'arba ames. A chotzer that is less than dalad ames by dalad ames. Ein shoifchin besoicha mayim b'shal. He made in this chotzer agume marzekes sosayim min hanekev ulamato. That this uke can hold a sosayim. And as we mentioned before, the Rambam says this is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim with a goiva of 3 3/5 tvachim. Bein mi bachutz. Now this uke could be made outside the chotzer, like we have here in picture 104. The uke could be outside of the chotzer, next to the chotzer in the Rishus HaRabim. Main bibifne, or the uke could be inside the chotzer. He has an alternative where to make the uke. Elo, but, shemi bachutz, if he's making the uke in the Rishus HaRabim, tzorech likmer, he has to make sure that it should be covered. That the uke has to be covered. Mibifnim, but if he's making the uke mibifnim, ein tzorech likmer, he doesn't have to see that the uke is covered. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Ein shoivchim lesoicha mayim. You're not permitted to throw pour water in the chotzer. Meforish lo bigmore. Helen kein osa lo uke gume. So sayim, bigmore meforish taima de shiure. What is this magic number of sosayim? That the uke should be able to be marzik sosayim. Now the uke is to be marzik sosayim min hanekev ulamato, she marzik sosayim hacholol shelo. Now let us elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying over here. The Chidushei HaMe'iri explains this inyan of the nekev. So the Chidushei HaMe'iri says like this. For inyan hu, shehanekev osui al sfoso. That means, by the sfas of the gume, there was a nekev. Vohu nichnas bechalal ho'uke. this neke entered the hollow, the empty space of the uke. There was a nekev, and this nekev leaded out of the uke. Va'inyin ha-nekev, now the purpose of this nekev was, she'im lefa'omim, yishtamesh b'yeser misosoyim, if he'll be using more water, this uke holds sosoyim. So memele, so if he throws in the amount of water which is usually using, and we'll see in the Gemara Chazal Meshaya, the daily needs of a person was sosayimayim. That's how much a person normally used. So, but what'll be if he used more water that day? Sh'im yilefomem yishtamesh b'yeser misosoyim, is la'acher shetismalei ha'uke, after the uke fills up, that means after the level of sasayim fills up, but he used more than sasayim, yeitzu hamayim derech oisoi haneket, now the water went out, but it didn't overflow into the chotzer, we had some sewage irrigation over here. Derech oisoi haneket, it goes out through the nekev, lebiv ha'osi l'chutz l'chotzo b'shusaram. There was a biv, a pipe, and not a pipe, a indentation in the kalke, a furrow in the kalke, chutz l'chotzo b'shusaram. So it went out, it overflowed into the biv, into the nekev, and the nekev went into the biv, and it went to the biv hagodol, which was be'emtza hashvil. It was a large biv. Ubiv ze hakotn einay omo gimel. V'nimtza botol eitzel rishusaram. The small biv, and later we're going to have the picture of this biv going out into the rishusaram. This biv was not three tzvachim deep. So this biv was a reshus harabim. That means if this biv would be uncovered, this has a teiris reshus harabim, because a person's walking over it. We had a rekak shel mayim reshus harabim that's poches megimot samokim hiluch. So memele, there's a din of reshus harabim. So now, so we are telling us, what the Mishnah is telling us, when you hire an engineer to make an uke for you, you have to make sure that there should be, it should be machzik sosayim tachas haneket. That means if you can make the nekev lower so it doesn't hold sosayim, it's gonna run out before. We have to have an uke which can hold sosayim without any problems. If there's more than sosayim, there's an overflow, then it can go through the nekev. But we have to make lechatchila an uke which will be machzik sosayim. That's what Rashi says here. Min hanekev ulomato, it's marzik shemarzik sosayim acholo shalo. The cholo is from the means underneath the nekev. You have here a hollow area which is marzik sosoy. Bein mebifnim. So this uke could, you can make it wherever you want. You can make it bein sha'osu l'uke b'soy chachotze. Bein sha'aso b'rshus harabim somach l'chotze. You can make it outside in the rshus harabim near the chotze. That's, we have this picture 104. Hello, but shemi bachut, if you are making an uke outside the chotzer, tzorich likmer. What does likmer mean? Lechasa is pia b'nesorim. You should cover the pia b'nesorim. Sheyiplu hamayim miyodov l'soich mokim p'tur. She cover it with nesorim to ensure that the water, now let us look in picture 104. Now, the way he made the picture beautifully, the Bir Aloche, Yisrael Kana Prima Godem, the Bir Aloche says that when he pours it into the uke starts in the chotzer, but it extends into the Rishus Haram. So we have to cover this uke, which starts in the chotzer and extends into the Rishus Haram, we have to cover it in order sheyiplu hamayim miyodov l'soich mokim p'tur. And it should go miyodov l'soich mokim p'tur. Now this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Now Rashi is giving us a formula that if you cover the Ritas Loshon of Rashi Vais Tachoyis, that if you'll cover the uke, it will become a mokim p'tur. That's why we cover the uke. Now, where do we see such a thing, a kavra anuke will become a mokim p'tur? Will be a mokim p'tur. So there are three mahalchim in Rashi, but let us say two of the three mahalchim. The Beis Meir in Shulchan Aruch says a beautiful pshat in Rashi. The Beis Meir says as follows. We mentioned before what are the dimensions of an uke. The dimensions of an uke, it has a goiva 3 3/5 tvachim by 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Now, this dimension is a mokim p'tur. That means, even though this is in the, it wouldn't be covered. If it wouldn't be covered, this would be in the Rishus Aram. So since it is more than three, it's 3 3/5 tvachim, if it would be less than 3 tvachim, become a Rishus Aram. But it's 3 3/5 tvachim, so it's a mokim p'tur. So theoretically, you wouldn't have to cover it. So theoretically, when he's pouring into this uke, he's pouring into mokim p'tur. L'chayre, there shouldn't be any problems. But one has to realize, if you leave this uke the way it is without any shmire, it could very possible be, since we are playing with fire. Why? Because some earth can fall into this uke. People are walking the Rishus Aram. Some stones will fall into this uke. And then this uke, which was 3 3/5, will become mashu less than 3 tvachim. We're speaking about inches. That will become a mashu less than 3 tvachim. It'll become a mashu less than 3 tvachim. So then becomes a Rishus Aram. So in order to ensure that this uke will remain a mokim p'tur, so we have to cover the uke. That's how the Beis Meir wants to say pshat and Rashi. So the lashon is not bad at all. Shemechutzoich likmei olachas is piyah benesorim. Sheyiplo amayim yodav lesoich mokim p'tur. That it should be a mokim p'tur. That means it should remain a mokim p'tur. It is now a mokim p'tur, but it should remain a mokim p'tur. That's how the Beis Meir learns pshat and Rashi. The Maim Motcha, in the whole assumption of the Beis Meir is, because if that's the minimum shear of a nuke, Mistami, you make such a shear. You have to make a bigger shear. That was some of the shear that they made. The Maim Motcha learns differently. The Maim Motcha learns that he's under the impression you made a larger area. You made a bigger uke. Now, if you make a bigger uke, so al koponim, notice, so he says, there's possibilities, either it could be, there was no standard measurement like this. According to the Beis Meir, they made a standard measurement. This measurement is kosher, but it was going to change with Zayin Bitter. The Maimon Motchalans, the Kabila Chathila, they made the different, they were, there wasn't like the Ribuah Shel Tfilin. They made a nuke. So sometimes could be, it was a calmness already. Sometimes it was Rosh of Dalit in a normal Gimel. So it was a Kalmelis. Sometimes it was Taker Rishus Arab. Maybe they made it, there was less than Gimel Tvoch. So, they weren't medagdik azoy in the Shir of the Uke. So Mamele, so what do you do? So if this will be exposed, so I'm playing with fire. Maybe this will be a Kalmelis. Maybe it's a Rishus Arab. So they covered it. So what's the mile of covering it? Zuk the Beis Meir, zuk the Baim Amodchai. When they covered it, it becomes a mokim p'tur because now you can't be mishtamish with it anymore. That means if it would be open and it's accessible to the Bnei Rishus Arabim, so it's a Rishus. It's a Kalmelis. It could be a Rishus Arab. It's accessible to them. If you cover it, so it's no more accessible to anyone, we'll see in a minute. So memele, it's a mokim p'tur. Frek, the maima molchai, he has tzakashan himself. We learned the Masechet Shabbos bias. Shekiruya imashlima iliyut. We had a bias that was 9 tvachim tall. And then on the roof, there's another tefach. So toichai is a kalmelis, now gabov is a reshusayot. So you say, even though it's like a sealed bias, but it's a kalmelis. So yes, Sakasha, so why here does it become a mokim p'tur? That's his, why by covering it does it become a mokim p'tur? He says v'yesh liyashiv, but he doesn't explain what the yeshiv is. Dach sechmir, pshat in the yeshiv is, We mentioned before, the Chazanish says as follows. The Chazanish says that a pipe has a din of a mokim p'tur. That's why you're allowed to flush a toilet, you're allowed to put on water. I mean, even though it's going from a kamlis to a shusayochit, but it's going there as mokim p'tur. Zok the Chazanish, why is a pipe a mokim p'tur? Zok the Chazanish, af im yesh behem dalet al dalet, even if the pipe is dalet tvochim by dalet tvochim, which is a sheer kamlis, aber ein bepischon dalet al dalet, but when the pesach of the pipe is not dalet al dalet, hei mokim ptur v'loi kamlis. Then there's a loch of a mokim ptur and not of a kamlis. Va'ayin, this is the loshon chazanish, va'ayin b'mishne daf peiches amadalet, Shemibachut tzorech likmoyer ubemefor shimshon. That's all what the Chazanish says. Dachsimir, this is what the Dachsimir the Chazanish learns like the Maimon Motor, and this is Pshat. A kalmelis is a mokim shimush. It has to be, a rishus harabim is a mokim shimush. A mokim tu, the whole lomdus of a mokim tu, but there's less than dal that's a mokim tu. So what's the magic number of dal? Because if it's less than dal, you can't be mishtamish with it. It's not convenient to be mishtamish. If we have over here a uka that is covered, it's not accessible. Yeah, it's open. Taka by the chotzer, it's open. But that area that is open is not dal. It's less than dal. So it is not so this area underneath is not accessible. It's not accessible to be mishtamish boy. So this area has a din of a mokim ptur. So the covering takes away the accessibility of this uke. So it makes it a mokim ptur. Bayis, that is kiruyay bayis, shekiruyay mashlimay liyut. So inside is a kamlis. It doesn't mean that it was a sealed house. There was a door there. It was a low house. Vashteitzach was 9 tvachim tall. But al koponim, it wasn't a sealed house. There was a door that was least dal to get in. So you were able to be mishtamish in this area. So yeah, that is kamlis. But a mokim that is not accessible at all for shimush, this mokim is a din of a mokim too. So that is the accomplishment. This is pshat in the Maima Malt, right? So that is the accomplishment of covering it. So Mamela, it's very meduyik to Loshon of Rashi. Elishim b'chut zorich likmoir lechaso is piyo b'nesorim sheyiplu amayim miyodov lesoich mokim too. Through covering it, you take away it's not accessible anymore to anyone. It's not usable anymore. So through that, it becomes a mokim ptur.